All right, what is up, guys? What's up, investors? What's up, agents or co-agents? And what's up, co-brokers? By the way, my name is Larry, and I'm a real estate broker. So if you are new here, please consider subscribing. In this channel, we talk about real estate. We talk about tips as well. Pwede sana makatulong sa inyo, especially when you are thinking of investing in real estate and you don't know where to start. I think this channel will be able to help you kahit paano. So again, please consider subscribing to this channel. Anyway, in today's special video, let's talk about one of the questions or concerns that madalas ko natatanggap whenever I talk to a client, when I present a condo development or a project or a condo unit. They normally ask me, why is your condo mas mahal? Bakit mas mura yung kabila? Mas mura yung kabilang developer? Kuminsan magkaiba ng size ng unit or kuminsan pareho, pero laging lumalabas yan na tanong. And it's a valid concern, it's a valid question. But throughout the conversation, normally na ipapaliwanag yan. That's what I would like to tackle in this video. Okay? Bakit? Meron ngang mga mas mahal na condo at merong mga mas mura. Okay, so it's not gonna be in order. So itong mga sagot ko that I, kumbaga, nilagay ko lang dito in bullet. It's not gonna be in order. So I'll just tackle each of them. So this video is just basically coming from my own experience. I'm not like researching on Google. These are the things that I talk about whenever I talk to a client. Okay, so yeah. Well, first thing in my list is, you know, sometimes mas mahal yung condo versus the other is because of the lifestyle that they get. And what I mean by that is, if you have your condo in, say, in BGC versus you have your condo somewhere in like Valenzuela, kasi may mga condo naman dyan. Now, the lifestyle that you get or you get to enjoy when you are in the BGC condo, it's totally different. Of course, sa BGC nandiyan ang komersyo, nandiyan ang, or mas malakas ang komersyo dyan. So, dyan, nandun yung mga malalaking malls, mga retails, you got like bars. Siyempre, in terms of the environment, yeah, it's gonna be different. Kumbaga, that's the premium that you pay for if you buy a condo in BGC or Quezon City or in Makati versus buying a condo in a place like in Valenzuela, like I said, or in Caloocan. Okay, so that's one. Now, second is the problem that actually dapat nilagay ko to sa dulo eh. But anyway, I already have it here. Might as well say it. So, the problems that they are solving. Why am I saying this? So, now, there are condos na that are made para yung simpleng tulugan, like the conventional condos. Doon sa mga old condos, normally they only have like, of course, elevator is one, may hagdan, of course, the unit, hallway, of course, may guard. But in terms of other features, wala siya. Now, going to other or the newer condo, especially the concepts na ginawa ngayon, especially like the live, work, play, learn, which is, I believe, pioneered by Mega World, which is the company that I work for right now. I'm a broker manager of the company. It's a company, Mega World, which is being head by Dr. Andrew L. Tan. Our developments, or these types of developments, these types of condo project, it gives solution to those problems that other condo developments are not able to solve. Like, say, for example, if you want a relaxing or relaxed living, those old school kind of condo, that is something that they might not be able to offer. Of course, if they don't have the feature to solve your problem, like the relaxation, because they don't have a pool, sometimes they don't have good security, those kind of things. Basically, the point is, the more problems that a development or a condo development is being able to solve, then you basically pay for a premium. That's why they are more expensive. Okay. Next is feature that they offer and that people are looking for. So feature. What are the features? Nowadays, merong mga smart home na tinatawag, like with projects of Mega World in the Bayside or the West Side City sa may Paranaque, malapit sa Okada and Soler. If you are not yet familiar with the area, that project, it's called the Gentry Manor. It has this smart home application that you can actually use to have a control of your home even when you're outside, nasa parking ka pa lang or parating ka pa lang ng bahay mo. That's something that you can do actually, which is very nice. But yeah, feature, of course, they, nowadays napakaraming mga condo that are offering like a resort type of living. So may mga swimming pools for kids, for adults, they got gyms, they got fitness area. They even have sometimes my basketball court, like a half court basketball court. What else? Relax area or yoga room. These are the things, these are the features that they offer, and that is why when you compare them with other developments such as development in some other areas na walang mga ganun, then they are more affordable. Okay, next is the quality of the condo deliverable. So apparently, syempre, may mga condo development that are being sold at a cheaper price. And basically, the reason is may pagkakaiba sa deliverable, like the type of tiles na ginagamit, the cuts, what else? The wall, the finishing. Sometimes, they deliver their, or the cheaper ones just deliver their condo units in bare units. Kumbaga, halos walang laman, it's just a box. But sometimes, like Megworld, deliver its units almost everything done, you know, in complete shower set, in complete bathroom set, in kitchen is almost done. I mean, you know, you just put your furnitures and appliances basically. So yon, it's basically the quality as well as, you know, mismo yung craftsmanship. So sometimes kasi may mga condo, apparently mga developer na siguro because of the experience dahil hindi masyado maganda yung finish. So maybe as a tip, be sure to, you know, take a look or visit or take a picture or have your agent take a picture or video of the condo unit that they are selling if you are not able to meet them in person. And that way, makita nyo yung kanyang develop, yung kanyang deliverable. So next is location. So going back to my example kanina, if you are buying a condo in Makati or in BGC or in Quezon City versus you're buying a condo in Valenzuela, that's near, of course, may mga school dyan na malalapit. Location-wise, I guess you can say that BGC is better because that's where the business are located. Okay, in terms of the value aspect of investment, syempre mas mataas yung value ng mga developers doon or mga developments doon. So yeah, and that's because of course merong mga, you know, nandoon ng mga office, nandoon ng mga businesses, nandoon ng mga malls, nandoon ng mga key areas. Okay, and that is basically the reason why mas mataas sila. Okay, so next is amenities. Of course, like I said kanina, may yung mga iba, merong mga swimming pools, may basketball court, may mga yoga room. Sometimes, may mga medyo affordable kasi mas, kumbaga, sensible lang yung amenities. Yung mga normally kailangan lang natin to have a decent living. Pero syempre, may mga mas mahal dahil merong mga bongga, may mga iba dyan, may mga swimming pool sa taas. Of course, that's one na nagpapamahal sa isang condo development. So basically, the amenities that they offer. Next is security. Ito, almost every condo naman may security. Pero yung mga iba dyan, dahil syempre, mas malaking project, they heighten their security. A lot of things that they are doing as security measures to, syempre, bigyan ng seguridad yung mga nakatira, mga homeowners sa isang condo development. Pero kumisan may mga ibang condo development na siguro mahina ang security, they have or they are paying security guards or security agencies ng mas mura. Kung may bayad ka ng mas mababa sa security agency, malamang in terms of training ng mga security guards, eh baka mas mababa ng konti versus dun sa mga high valued or yung mga socialin na security agencies. I mean, this is not to degrade other agencies, but reality is nangyayari naman talaga yan. Next is safety. Man, especially ngayong panahon na to that we have COVID pandemic or COVID-19 pandemic. And even nung wala, I mean, you know, like what are their measures in terms of how they're giving security to their homeowners, their unit owners? Or yung mga condo corporation, hindi maingat sila para pangalagaan yung condo at mga unit owners para hindi makapasok yung COVID. Like, lalagay sila ng mga sistema. They have like monitoring ng mga, like an hourly disinfection of the common areas. And that way, they make sure na walang pumapasok na virus. So that's another. Another thing is, of course, na sabi ko kanina, it's the environment. So if you are living in an area like in BGC na medyo Americanized yung dating, kompleto na yung community, everything that you need in living is nandito na, eh definitely mas mahal yung mga ganong klase ng development. So it's basically the environment, nagmamatter yon why mas mahal yung mga ibang condo. Next is the reputation of the developer. Now, believe it or not, or aminin man natin, nagmamatter yung reputation ng isang developer. Like, say for example, Megaworld, Ayala, Robinsons versus, at again, hindi na naman natin dinidegrade yung mga baguhan or mga new players in the market, but the reputation of the developer, kasi dahil sa expertise na, like say for example, with Megaworld has been in the business for 31 years already, so that means meron na siyang matatag na experience in making or constructing buildings and condominium projects. Kaya may konting premium, because of course when you buy in such company or such developer, you have peace in mind that they are going to give you what you paid for. So that is another premium. Another thing is the perceived value of the condo development as they mature. So now again, this also has something to do with the developer's reputation. Now this also has something to do with pangangalaga or the reputation of the developer in terms of how they take care of their buildings. Like, are they maintaining it para magtagal? Are they making the condo development or condo building look good para kaayayan tignan, which will impact definitely of the resale value of the condo. If hindi naiingatan yung condo development, eventually bababa rin ng value. Eventually hindi ganun kabilis yung pag-angat ng value. Kung isa kang developer na reputable and meaning kilala ka sa paggawa ng mga condo at pag-aalaga ng mga condo, then these developers can be able to price their condo developments at a higher rate kasi nga because of that reputation and because of that perceived value in the future of the condo development. If that makes sense. Alright? So yeah, basically that is it for these things that I think nakaapekto sa presyuhan ng mga condo, why bakit may mga mas mahal na condo at may mga mas murang condo. So yeah, I hope kahit paano nakatulong tong video na to. If it did, please feel free to give it a thumbs up, and if you are not yet subscribed to the channel, make sure that you are subscribed to it, and that way updated kayo sa mga susunod nating mga videos. And if you have any video ideas, any questions, feel free to put them in the comment section below, and that way magawa natin ng video for you guys. Alright, well thank you so much for watching, until next time.